imagine, yeah, I imagine they did. I don't think they do it anymore, the feed. See, without the water, there's no food for them. And without water and to buy feed for all these animals, just was just almost more than people can afford. In fact, if you see on the news, a lot of people are getting rid of their cattle and their livestock because they can't afford to keep them.
Right, it's not really for them to eat out here. How did you light your house in back in the old days? How was it lit?
Electricity.
Did you have electricity? Mm-hmm. Okay. So electricity's been here a while, huh? Some of these towns I get up and they say, well, we've only had it since the 50s or...
1888.
Really? Was there a... How was that made? Do you know?
Well, they probably used to have those little gas lamps, kerosene lamps.
Right.
And then the miners used to have these lamps.
Mm-hmm. Was there a dam around here to create electricity, or do you know?
I think they had a power plant by the purgatory that ran fast enough to produce the electricity.
Okay. All right, I want to ask you about things that you had in the house growing up. You've already mentioned you didn't have closets too much. So what did you end up keeping your clothes in?
Well, they finally ended up building closets. Oh. We used to, maybe on the bathroom door, we'd have one of those hooks, you know, and you'd hang all your clothes on.
Yeah. Did you ever have a piece of furniture you could use for your clothing at all?
No.
No? So no dressers or?
Well, when I was growing up, I had my own bedroom, and I had two big beds, and I had a beautiful bedroom set and everything. Really? So I can't say I really went through any real hardship, you know.
Yeah, it sounds like y'all did all right.
And then during the Depression, I was too young to remember all of that, but my dad used to tell me a lot about how tough things used to be at that time.
Yeah, I bet. Trinidad probably got hit as bad as anybody, huh?
Yeah.
You didn't get the Dust Bowl in here, though.
No.
No, this was a little too far west. Yeah, I wonder what mining was like in those days. Was there was much demand for coal or anything?
Yeah, I'd say as long as I can remember, the coal mines have always been very, very active, and they've been in demand.
So I wonder then.
And now you see all these coal cars coming through, but they're coming from Wyoming.
Yeah.
But I think they just moneyed themselves out. They were working these men overtime, time and a half, and they were paying them $13, $14 an hour, and pretty soon they just... And then when they close the mines, but they still have to pay taxes on all that land up there.
Are there any mines active around here at all then, that you know of?
Not that I know of anymore. I think they have all just expired.
Priscilla yesterday was talking about methane. Do you know anything about that, how they're trying to get the methane going?
Well, they've got they're digging for gas up above. Oh, yes. In fact, this summer, while it was towards the spring, we had 3-4 earthquakes here.
Oh, yeah, I heard about
And they were on because of the gas line.
Right. Oh, boy.
And now with all these fires going on, and there was a big, big fire at Tirsho, which is just up above Weston. They were very, very concerned because the gas lines run right underneath.
Oh, that is scary.
But see, they